Well, you're listening to HPX Radio, a service of Houston Patterson and Sigmund Graphics. News and information from around the large format printing and packaging industry and from around our own place here at HPX. Have you seen our latest edition of the HP Expressions magazine? It's the 10th anniversary edition of this magazine-sized newsletter that we send all over North America. Inside the back cover, there's a fascinating article written by our CEO and chairman, Tom Koa. Tom talks about how the magazine evolved and, in fact, how Houston Patterson evolved. The changes in people, in equipment, that have made Houston Patterson the longest-standing, privately-owned, large-format package printing company in North America. And that's not an idle claim. That's just the way it is. And I think you'll appreciate the thought processes, the risks he took, the difficulties he faced as he worked to evolve, to change, to move forward. Read about it in this latest edition of HPX Expressions. This is HPX Radio, and I think you know that HPX stands for Houston Patterson Experience. Experience the evolution with Houston Patterson. Have you seen the Real People, Real Service ad campaign? As far as I know, there is no other campaign like it in the industry. Real People, Real Solutions is the theme of the latest, and it features the Houston Patterson client service managers, Kyle Milley, Lee Tyree, Kevin Collins, Daryl Babcock, Eric Lebo, traveling from Miami to Seattle. Nearly 80% of the year they're visiting with clients. Their experience brings value and solutions to clients, helping you succeed. Real people, real service. Houston Patterson, right in the forefront of innovation in the large format print and packaging industries. You're listening to HPX Radio, service of Houston Patterson and Sigma Graphics. Let's see, what kind of things can you learn when you spend a few minutes in the break room at our place? What's the conversation? Well, you may think I'm making these things up, but Megan Hayes, Director of First Impressions here at Houston Patterson, she says the annual meeting of the Fortune Tellers of America has been called off due to unforeseen circumstances. And Vic Mullins, our Director of Post Press Operations, he says he heard that police arrested a one-armed boater out on the lake for bothering other boaters by rowing in circles. Oh, and Amanda Coulter, she works in pre-press here at HP, says she heard a police report that said a man has barricaded himself in a house in the downtown area. However, he is unarmed and alone, and nobody is paying any attention. And Bob Bertel at Sigma Graphics, our special products division, he read a report that marriage counselors have determined that men who purchase new cars should be careful to not pay more attention to the new car than they do to their wife. Yeah, and the next day after reading that report, he saw a man washing his wife out in the driveway. Conversation in the break room. Some people say I make these things up. What do you think? And that's the latest from the break room. You're listening to HPX Radio, a service of Houston Patterson and our special products division, Sigma Graphics. Team HPX. Familiar with that team? What is it? Why should it matter to you? Glad you asked. There are times in your daily operations when you scratch your head and you wonder if there's a better way to do this or that. If there is, Team HPX just might be able to help you find it. Here's the way it works. At your request, we send key managers from our place right to your place. These are people with a depth of experience in the industry. They meet with your people, explore ways that your staff and ours can work together toward finding better ways. What's it cost? Nothing. It's our gift to you. Together, we accomplish more. It matters. Ask your client services manager about Team HPX. Oh, did I tell you about our employees of the quarter? Sean May got the nod here at Houston Patterson, and at Sigma Graphics, Tim Bouland is the winner. Congrats, Sean and Tim. Good work. You're listening to HPX Radio.